A good place to start would be to talk us through your goal the other night.
Well, yeah, coming on half-time and that, so coming on at front as well, which is not very useful now, but I haven't played there for a long time and I just did what I could, really. Thomas has flicked it around the corner and it just fell to me, and I've not really had time to think about it too much. It's just fell onto my right and I've tried to get it up onto my left as soon as possible and just dug it out, and luckily it's gone in the top corner.
We've seen you score good goals in the past. How does that one rank in your career?
Yeah, it's up there. Obviously, it's an important goal, so that counts for more, I feel. And I just hope to, if we can notch a few more, then hopefully keep us in the league.
Because it is nice to score important goals, but it's more important to get vital victories, isn't it? And that's what Barnes had got the other night. You scored two terrific goals yourself and Dale Jennings, but it was a vital 3 points, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think we set out the stall early on in the game. Like, we set a high-pressing game, and we didn't give them any time on the ball, which... We set off like against Bournemouth as well, so we needed to get a good start, and I think we did that, and then the goals added in the game helped us massively.
What's going through your mind at half time when you're about to come on? You know, it's a game that was there for Barnsley to go and win at half time. Are you sort of thinking about that? Are you thinking at that point I can come on and have a big impact here?
Yeah, obviously I'm itching to get on at any point in the game, really. And I've gone out to warm up at half time, and then Eki shouted me over and I've got the nod like to come on. And obviously, I'm just raring to go, really. Any chance to come on, I'm wanting to do the best for the team.
Is this a big chance for you? Because, you know, you've been in sort of fits and starts so far at Barnsley, haven't you? And, we've spoken to several managers who've all spoken of you very highly. Is this a chance now? You know, you've come on, you've scored a big goal. You may well get an opportunity over the next few weeks to really have an impact here and set down a marker at Oakwell.
Yeah, hopefully I can. Obviously, I've been biding my time, really, just keeping fit. And you've got to be ready for whenever you're called upon, really. So I'm just keeping fit, trying to keep sharp, and whenever you're called, I'm just doing the best I can.
And as you mentioned, it was a rare sort of opportunity for you as a predominantly an attacking player to play up front. You've been moved around, tried in different positions. What's that been like for you? Because it's not that long ago that David Flitcroft was talking about you could be a wing-back, and you know, we've seen you sort of come through the ranks as an attacking player. So what's all that change been like?
It is a lot of change, but if anything, I think it's only going to benefit me and... hopefully benefit the team that I play for. I don't mind playing anywhere anymore. I just do the job I'm asked.
Is it just about football for you? Because you had the loan spell earlier with Scunthorpe. You're now back here. Is it just about, you know, trying to forge your way through into the ranks here at Barnes? You know, are you determined to do it here rather than somewhere else?
Yeah, definitely. This is the club I want to play for. Whether or not, like, I'm played in my preferred position, I don't really have a preferred position anymore. I'll play wherever called upon.
But it's good to impress. I mean, the manager's only been here a few weeks since his return. It's good to sort of have a big impact in a game like the Reading game, just to show to him that, you know, this is what I'm capable of.
Yeah, definitely. It's always good to set out a good impression, really. And hopefully I did that the other night. And more importantly, it was best to get a win.
And it has given the club some sort of a new lease of life, almost, that you can believe you can now get out of this trouble. Because there were a few doubts creeping in after the Bournemouth game, but you've kind of... given everybody that hope again now that you can do this.
Yeah, of course. We never stopped believing. Like, a couple of run of games, we'll be straight up there.
Is that just the way you've got to look at it? Because we've seen, you know, Doncaster, wasn't that long ago, that they were sort of right in the heart of the bottom three battle, and they win a few games and all of a sudden they've got an 8-point gap. Do you think that's going to be key now? Because you've won games against Forest and Millwall and then not followed it up. That's going to be the important thing, isn't it, this time?
Yeah, definitely. I think... most of all, we can't really look at other teams around us. We've got to concentrate on us. It's down to us. We've got to win the games. We've got to get the points. That's just how it is.
Is there still a strong belief within the squad? Does everybody believe that you are going to get out of this trouble?
Yeah, of course. You can, like I said, you can never stop believing. Like, with the group of lads we've got, there's belief there, definitely.